Hello and welcome to People in Profit. I'm Kate Moody. The technology of artificial intelligence is evolving rapidly and being integrated into nearly every walk of life. Creative professions are seen by many as being the most at risk. The music industry is among those sounding the alarm. Artists and creators are worried about the impact on their finances, as well as the human touch that helps them connect to their fans. Well, we're joined now by Klaus Goldhammer, Managing Director at Gold Media Consulting and Research Group, which has conducted a wide-reaching study on artificial intelligence in music. Thank you for being with us today. Your study suggests that the market for generative AI in the music industry will reach some $3 billion by 2028. It's a tenfold increase in just 5 years. Why are we seeing it growing so fast?
Well, the answer is simple, because people use it and the creative AI output is so astounding. So OpenAI alone made $3.7 billion in 2024 and is expected to make almost $12 billion in 2025. So this is impressive, and it shows the market volume of AI models, which are all based on the creative works of composers, authors, and other creative people.
There is a downside to this, a potentially devastating impact for artists financially. Your study found a potential 27% drop in music creators' revenues by 2028. Can you explain why we're seeing that and what might be done to prevent or at least mitigate that?
Well, we went through all the different tariffs and revenue streams of licensing entities and forecasted the revenues for the next 5 years without AI and with the impact of AI. So revenues from public concerts, for example, are unlikely to be affected, but background music or movie music is already replaced by AI-created music. So from this difference between what the revenues would be without any regulation and with regulation, we can calculate the massive impact AI has already on the music industry and especially on the creative people. And what can be done? Well, I guess it's some sort of regulation and licensing model which could improve the situation.
A lot of artists are also worried about having their existing copyrighted music being used in AI training models, for example. Is that an area where they might be able to fight for a bit more control?
Absolutely. There is a huge demand from authors and composers for consent, for a licensing scheme, for fair remuneration. And it's all based on the demand that there should be a political solution to this problem. And it could all affect the situation of authors and composers in a much positive way.
And there are also some real potential benefits here. Can you talk us through what kind of opportunities you would see from being able to use AI in this creative process?
Well, AI is already a profound tool for many musicians. So in our research, we found that almost one third of authors and composers already use AI models for their musical work and their creative work. And this shows that the creative people are open to AI models, to use them and to take advantage of some ideas and some thoughts that they can derive from these models. But at the same time, the people are in fear of losing their livelihood towards AI models, and this is a profound problem.
And that's true for other creative professions as well. It's not just the music industry.
Not only for creative profession, but also for lawyers or doctors and many other, or journalists, for example. And they all are affected by AI models in a very serious way.
Yes, I can assure you that journalists are certainly keeping a very close eye on what AI can do. Tell me a bit about where things stand in terms of regulation. Are some regions of the world taking action to protect their creators faster than others?
Well, yes. There are, on the one hand, some of the AI model operators are now sued by the music industry. This is the one step, but I think the German licensing body EMA has now proposed a new licensing model. It's a two-column model. And I think it's the first licensing scheme in the world. So the idea is that column one is a remuneration scheme of 30% of the revenues from the AI providers. And the other column is about the revenues which are made from the AI generated output. So if you propose or if you produce an AI generated song that becomes very successful, then this can be also licensed or this can also be eligible to licensing fee to the GEMA.
Well, artificial intelligence certainly isn't the only thing that's changing in the music industry at the moment. Klaus, stay with us for a moment, if you will, while we take a look at a phenomenon that really hit fans of live music around the world this year, and that's the surge of dynamic pricing for concert tickets. With artists making less and less from album royalties and streaming, many are relying more on revenue from tours, and that's putting pressure on would-be concertgoers. Aurore Chloé Dupuis has the story.
Fans had been waiting for this for 15 years. Oasis finally reunited. But their excitement soon turned into frustration as they queued for hours online only to find out that prices had soared.
Instead of it being £150, which was already quite expensive for a ticket, it was asking for £350 for a standing ticket.
The process of buying concert tickets has become absolutely ridiculous.
It's called dynamic pricing. Prices aren't fixed, they are adjusted, often using algorithms. The higher the demand, the higher the price.
Dynamic pricing, it's something that we, I think, are all quite familiar with, whether it's sort of airlines or hotel rooms or train tickets or Uber surges. But I think we haven't really seen it so much before, maybe in sort of concert tickets in this country.
The UK and the EU Commission are now investigating Ticketmaster. The US-owned ticket giant insists that prices are set by artists and their management. Oasis announced it would abandon the practice for the North American leg of its tour. Other artists, like Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, are now taking a stance against dynamic pricing. But according to financial analysts, this trend might not last very long. Since the COVID pandemic, many consumers are adopting a YOLO attitude, saying they're ready to fork out a lot of cash to see their favourite artist.
Klaus Goldhammer, thanks for staying with us. What's your take on this shift? Could attending concerts become out of reach for many fans? And is there anything to be done about that?
No, I don't think so. I personally have been waiting for dynamic pricing for a long time. It is well known in tourism, for example. And there is a high willingness to pay for a concert or for your favorite artist. And at the same time, there's this thing called the second market. And so people are buying tickets very cheaply and selling them on the second market for a very high price. So this idea of dynamic pricing is a much better way to sell tickets to everybody and according to their willingness to pay. And as musicians rely heavily on the revenues from concerts, I think it's better for them to get the willingness to pay from their fans on a fair level and not on the second market.
And is that only true for big global stars? What about smaller acts who are also being impacted by this shift in the way that tickets are sold?
I think it also applies to smaller stars or local musicians, because you can implement dynamic pricing on lower scales as well. And once again, for the musicians, it's a better way to generate more revenue from their concerts, and they need that. And they can exclude the secondary market. And overall, it's a better solution, I think. And at the same time, if the prices would be too high, nobody would go to the concert anymore. So it has to be a fair and attractive method. Otherwise, people wouldn't do it.
There has been a really huge change in the past, let's say, two decades or so with the shift to streaming services. In your opinion, what's the next big revolution for the music industry? Are you expecting changes in terms of the way we consume music?
Well, I think we are in the midst of a very, very profound revolution, which is AI, and this is not over yet. So my idea of a big revolution to come is when an AI-generated artist will have an AI-generated song becoming the number one hit in the world, and I'm waiting for this to come in the first time.
Anywhere in particular that we should be looking out for that? Do you think a specific genre?
Probably it's pop music. Anything else has been done already. So classical music has had its AI moments, and even the Beatles songs had their AI moments. I'm waiting for something completely generated from artificial intelligence becoming the number one hit in the world.
We'll keep an eye on the top of the charts then. Klaus Goldhammer, thank you so much for joining us today on People in Profit. Well, that's all for now. Don't forget to look for People in Profit on the podcast platform of your choice, or as always, on the France 24 website. Until next time, thanks for watching.
Worldview with François Picard. 2 hours of current affairs featuring the debate. Listen to the views that count on all the major international issues.
Join us for Worldview right here on France 24.
Description: there was written that you should not point it directly in the eyes, but I don't care.
Crowd is reacting when we write some words, for example, noisy. We are just writing noisy and people are noisy.
Ამიზანია რო დავღალოთ პოლიცია, რო დავანახოთ, ეს არის ჩვენი ბოლო გამოსავალი, რადგან პოლიცია გადასცა ყველანაირ საზღვრებს.
Side of the history, first of all, and they're against the majority of the people of Georgia, so I try my best what I can do.